This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What are we going to do?
It sure is. You know, I hadn't realized 13. That.
Oh, see? Aren't you glad you showed up then?
Yeah.
You've already learned something, and we just got started. Isn't that great? Next 3 hours of exciting broadcasting coming to you as a result of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. We are free to speak our minds. We can also, according to the Second Amendment, bring guns into the studio and shoot it up if we want.
Oh, no.
What does the Third Amendment do? I can't remember what the Third Amendment does. Somebody's going to look that up, and we'll get to the bottom of that. Meanwhile, we have to get to the bottom of the day. Getting to the bottom of things, it appears the Russians are coming. It's a cue, Kara. The Russians.
Yeah, I know what a cue is. I just have to have something to cue up.
Oh, I thought you were queued up. Hmm. Well, best laid plans of mice and men.
This may be it. Form in the fire. Form in the fire.
This may be it.
Keep out of the way.
Say this to myself every day.
We'll pick up his gun, but don't fire until I give the order. Men with shotguns, don't fire until you see the light.
Sounds like how I run this program.
Get out of the way, it's Agnes Grill.
Oh my God.
So for anyone who doesn't know what's going on, do you want to explain that, Doug?
I can do that, yes. There's a movie that came out about 30 years ago called The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. And it was one of the silliest movies that was ever made. And that clip was from the movie, and you could tell, even if you didn't know it was from the movie, it was just silly. It sounded silly because it was silly. And so one wonders, as we fast forward to January the 13th, or actually yesterday, January the 12th, 2017, the Russians hack into C-SPAN, or did they, or whatever. Nobody knows what to think. Do the Russians have control of everything? Have they really hacked into everything? Is Snowden created a circumstance where you can hack into any email server, any part of the government, any part of a political scheme? And has he proven it by hacking into C-SPAN's live feed yesterday? Instead of coverage of Congress, there was coverage of what was going on in the Kremlin. And I can't help but laugh about it. Some of you may think it's very serious. Oh, my God, look at these people they're capable of doing. C-SPAN says it's investigating the matter. We've got more investigations going on in our country now than you can shake a stick at. So this is another one, investigating whether the Russians have hacked into C-SPAN. And
I remember, 2012, when maybe it was debate number two between Mitt Romney and President Obama, and Mitt Romney said, we better be careful because those Russians, the Russians are coming. Yeah. The Russians are coming in. I remember Obama and everybody was like, he's crazy. Russians aren't our problem. It's ISIS.
Well, ISIS is a problem. Daesh
it sure is.
But the Russians then you go back and think, okay, how has Donald Trump gotten along with Pukin Putin, and is that going to help us out? Will they stop messing with us? I am completely not just a little convinced. I'm completely convinced this is Snowden. Snowden is smart enough. He's good enough. He's there on a three-year visa. They got to get something out of him.
That was personally approved by Putin.
Right.
That came out recently, too.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah. So
and there's a link between Snowden and WikiLeaks and Putin. So obviously there's, you know.
2 and 2 is 4.
Yeah.
4 and 4 is 8. 8 and 8 is 16. 16 and 16 is 32. 32 and 32 is 64. 64 and 64 is 128. 128 and 128. Okay, I can.
Although C-SPAN carries Russia Today, so I mean, it could be an internal feed that just got crossed. I mean,
right.
That's probably what happened. So,
All right, that's the number two
Russians,
item this week.
First of all, why would the Russians hack C-SPAN? No one watches C-SPAN.
That's what I was going to ask.
Just because they can. Oh, I don't think that's true. I think a lot of people watch C-SPAN, just not
ooh, really? Dentist office kind of, everywhere?
No, I think there are a lot of people who watch. I think that's it's a wonderful public service.
I watched over the weekend. There was I couldn't stop. And this
oh my God, you watched C-SPAN on a weekend?
Over the weekend, and I was hooked.
It's big time.
Because last week, Paul Ryan was swearing, he swore in the 115th session of Congress, right? And so as part of that, they must do a group swear-in, and then he just takes a picture with everybody individually with their hand on the Bible. So I was watching him go back and forth between two stations taking pictures with everybody. It was hysterical because people, just it was people watching at its best. Like the lady from Samoa actually gripped him and wouldn't let him go. The aides had to come over. They're like, okay. Uh-huh. She's like, no, one more picture, please. It was fun.
Yeah, well, see, anyway.
I have no life, whatever.
Headline, Moscow, we have a problem. And it was the number two item this week on the talkers chart, by the way. And we spent a lot of time on Fridays talking about what the big issues of the week are on the regular news talk radio stations. A lot of them carry about 186, I think, at last count, which is regular, straightforward news talk stations. We become the morning program there, and then they go off in their different political directions. But on Fridays, because we don't sound like the rest of it. I mean, morning programs are supposed to have some content, some issue, some focus, and then they're supposed to have fun. That's what we're all about here. It's the DJV experience, and it's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. And yeah, we do on Friday kind of dig around in some of these issues that we may or may not have talked about in some way, carelessly or superficially during the course of the week. The Russian hacking, as I say, is number two, and Bad Vlad is number two on the people list, right behind Donald Trump. Also on the people list this week is Monica Crowley, who appears to have dug herself a pretty good hole three times now. But she has the job already with the new government, right? Doesn't she have some kind of big job?
Yeah, she's working right under Michael Flynn.
Right. Okay. So is this a big deal or not? The Politico.com is not going to be a friend of hers, not going to be a friend of Trump's. They released a report yesterday about her plagiarism during her doctorate. She's got a PhD from Columbia. 40 instances of her lifting paragraphs from a number of different sources. See, I always thought that was A-okay as long as you gave them credit in the bibliography. Isn't that part of notes at the bottom of the page, note A or B or 1 or 2 or whatever it is?
Yeah,
so I'm
you're
not
supposed to do you
footnote. You don't source them.
Footnotes.
Right.
If you don't say, yeah, this came from Henry Kissinger, because that's one of the sources she stole from.
Well, but you do if you take something from it and you acknowledge them. She apparently did not. There's nothing wrong with taking
that's
something that Henry Kissinger said, as long as you acknowledge. So is the problem that she didn't acknowledge
she
took?
Right, because if you're passing off someone else's words as your own, I mean, that's the definition of plagiarism, so that's what she did.
No, I understand that. I'm not a dummy. I know what plagiarism is.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, it's kind of funny when you're trying to plagiarize Henry Kissinger, or the Associated Press.
Well, I guess I'm wondering if she's... Everybody thought she was pretty smart. She's not very smart if she thought she could get away with
it. Right, that's my point. Right, exactly.
Not smart at all.
If you plagiarize someone who's like sort of under the radar, you might get away with it. But you don't go after big things like that.
No, but how did they not catch that? By the way,
there are programs apparently now on computers where the software that checks if you feed a dissertation like this into this software, it'll spit out. I wonder if that's how they found this. And as Jennifer just said, okay, you're finding it now. Why the hell didn't you find it when she passed this in?
I think in 2000 that software didn't exist.
Ah.
When she did her dissertation.
So now why is somebody after her? She's annoyed somebody to the point where they are taking the trouble to figure this out. Because otherwise, why would you bother 16 years later unless she really crossed somebody who didn't like what
I
she
think
said.
Somebody from Columbia leaked that, because that story's been floating around New York City where I am for at least a week. So on local stuff. So I think somebody from Columbia must have either known or just found out about it and leaked it. Columbia's mm-hmm. saying they're just going to keep everything in, you know, in-house. They're not going to make a statement about it because mm-hmm. they look stupid that they gave, right. you know, a PhD yeah. to someone who, you know, plagiarized her dissertation. So
yeah.
I don't know. But I think that's where it came from.
Is it
if
much
I had to guess, that's
nothing.
What I would say.
At this point, is it much ado about nothing and just
well,
a little
I mean, your,
of those things?
Your PhD should at least be reviewed or revoked. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're plagiarizing, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Has that happened in the past? I don't know. I would ask my daughter who's got one.
Yeah, I'm sure she knows of cases where that's happened, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'd be happy to throw, to join the boat. She'd be happy to drill another hole in the boat, the sinking boat for Monica Crowley.
Yeah, well,
anyway.
I just think that they should, you know, if you're going to be in the government, you should be held to the same standard as everyone else. So if I
really?
Write...
If
you know,
that's the case, the government will be is going to be a vast wasteland soon.
Yeah, obviously, it's probably not going to happen. But if I write a big paper in college and, you know, I don't get it published or something, or I get in trouble because it's plagiarized, then I feel like everyone else should, too. Or if I put in all the work to not plagiarize, then I would hope that everyone else does as well. But, you know.
Okay. Time to drain the swamp. Speaking of time, it's 17 after the hour. This is DJ and V.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans, but it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two. Multi-packs count as one.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, I'm looking at some of the other names that are on the list this week of people being discussed on the chart from Talkers Magazine. Dylan Roof, that makes sense. Meryl Streep, that makes sense. Ben Carson. Carson actually is getting into it because his confirmation hearing is going on, and he seemed to be at odds. He showed a little more backbone than he seems to have shown heretofore. Anybody see some of that? Speaking of C-SPAN, his Inquisition, that's really what it is.
The Inquisition. The Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've been watching them. Not on C-SPAN, but I have been watching them. A lot of cable news has been covering that.
Yeah. And so, do you come out of it okay?
Seems I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's okay. I think he's one of the guys that... He's one of the good guys, in fact, in this group. All right, so here we are discussing what's going on in the world. Aren't we great? 21 past the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. State my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived.
Is that Big Ben in the background?
Yeah. There's not many versions of this. There's other versions, like with Frank Sinatra singing it, but with actual Paul Anka.
Paul Anka wrote this song.
Yeah.
Sinatra did a cover that did fabulously well, and so did Elvis. But the reason we're playing the Paul Anka version is because he's going to sing this. As a matter of fact, he's written and changed the lyrics for My Way for the inauguration next Friday. The incoming commander-in-chief is someone that Anka likes. He's a fan. And so he was asked by members of the Trump organization to sing and perhaps put a song together that was to his liking. And he said, I'm very happy to do this. Donald Trump is a great friend of mine. So as everybody else runs away from performing at the inauguration, which I think is asinine, just as an inside sort of look at this, Paul stood fast and said, I'm not going to be intimidated by anybody. I'm happy to show up, and I'll be there, and you'll have a song. So I think, frankly, that's quite cool and good for him. All right. So there's the story of one performer that'll be at one of the inaugurals. I told you the story earlier in the week of me checking out going to one of the inaugural balls and looked at some of the activities. Well, I kind of wanted. I've never been to one, and I thought it would be interesting if we went to go to one of them. And I actually could score some tickets if I wanted to, but it's so wildly expensive, and you spend 30 seconds in the company of the president. That's it. So unless you really want to be seen, or you want to, I mean, I don't care. I don't care about being seen. I would care to have the experience there, to say that I've had it, because I've been to a lot of Washington experiences, but I've never been to an inauguration. So I thought that'd be kind of fun, but not at the kind of money they're talking about. Good God. All right, let's see who else is going to be singing. Performers include Lee Greenwood for the inauguration next Friday night, singing God Bless the USA. He signed on to be in a celebration, actually on Thursday night, the Make America Great celebration. So he'll be a part of it on Thursday. Probably should. Do you think I should go through at some point for people who didn't hear me earlier in the week all of the stuff that the inauguration involved? Should I do that in the next half hour?
Or yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right, so we'll do that in the next half hour. All right, so let's see. We got Lee Greenwood, Paul Anka, and also the 16-year-old girl from America's Got Talent, Jackie Ivancho. Is that how we pronounce her name? I don't.
It's either Ivanko or Ivancho. I'm not sure. No.
So the Presidential Inaugural Committee announced there are some other acts, including this young lady singing God Bless the, not God Bless the National Anthem. When did
is
she sing
it before? Is this at the actual swearing in? Is she going to sing? Don't they do that before they swear it, right? Because Beyonce sang it, I think. For
yeah, I'm pretty sure she's singing it then. Yeah.
So it would be before noontime on Friday that she would sing this.
Right.
At the podium, where everybody, after everybody's seated.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, so that's good. Listen to this for a 16-year-old. Listen to her voice. Crank it up, Carol, right? It's quite nice. If she passed the test, what's she going to do with Banner? We get time. Here we go. Listen. Nope, she knows it. That's wrong.
Did it right?
Nope, she did it wrong. Four notes instead of three. The three, supposed to be three notes for Banner. She's out. 28 past the hour.
Being led by extremists. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carty. It's a wonderful convenience to be able to turn on the television and see the news. In just a few short moments, we can be informed about things that are going on all over the globe. But there's a price to pay for this convenience, and it's that we're being inundated with extreme language. Headlines need to grab your attention, like the title of this segment. And to do that, news stations use extreme language that elicits a strong desire for us to tune in. So be mindful about what type of language your brain is taking in when you watch the news, because that language is directly impacting you. Stay informed, for sure, but just be aware of the type of words that are shaping your mind. For more awareness about the world, listen to my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at Discover.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Doug Steffen, in love with Jennifer Horn, in love with Victoria Keene, in love with Kara Schillen in my own way. I love them all. I love all of you. I love all of God's creatures, great and small. How's that?
Bring everybody. Nice of you.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. And let's have a nice day. The question comes, I said we would take the inaugural activities list apart again, like we did the other day. Where does the money go from the inaugural activities? There are a lot of different pieces. Like everything else, it's, you know, it seems simple enough. It isn't. It's very complicated. There are big corporations, big donors, who are kicking in a lot of money to pay for inaugural activities. That's on one side, where there are checks for millions of dollars coming in because this stuff is all very expensive. But the other side of it is if you want to individually involve yourself, my friend had a hankering to go to the inaugural. So I looked into it just to see what it would involve if we went. Just, I've never been. She's never been. So I thought, okay, let's see what we got here. And by the time we were done tallying up all of the activities, excuse me, from a Wednesday night to, that's the Bluegrass Ball. It starts everything off at the Omni Shoreham at 6 o'clock. That's the first event. Costs $350. From that point, we go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 official events on Thursday night, the 19th.
Wow.
And then
he must not go to all of them, right? Yeah,
I
can't.
I wouldn't have thought so. Supposedly he goes to 8 of the balls on Friday night, but they spend on average, if you go back through the history, the recent history of inaugurals, going back to Ronald Reagan, the average time they spend at each one of the balls is between 14 and 18 minutes.
Wow.
That's it. Okay? So you spend, listen to this, on the, what did I do? The research shows that the prices for events on Thursday go from $1,450 to $3,000 to $5,000 to $8,000. There was one $250,000 event, the Heroes Ball, the Rock and Rollers that'll be saluting the armed services at the Warner Theater. There's a $50,000 tab for the inaugural state celebration at the Fairmont Hotel. Oh, wait a minute. There's a $100,000 tab at the Howard Theater for Trace Adkins, who's going to be.
That's where I go. That's my ball.
9:30 on Thursday night.
So here's my question: do you at least get some free drinks if you pay $100,000, or do you have to pay for cocktails?
Do you believe it's an open bar?
That's
okay.
Yeah, right.
Good.
All right. So now on Friday, the events continue. Let's make sure I have all of the right information here. I have a 14-page document. Friday, the first event is at 8 in the morning, and it goes through $199, and the next one's $500, next one's $2,000, next one's $2,900. Let's see here. The cheapest one is the George Washington University inaugural ball at the Omni Shoreham. It's $175. But for those seats, that's the stand up in the corner by the toilet. That's where you're going to be if you go to that one. Let's see here. The Salute to Heroes inaugural ball. You couldn't get in if you tried. It was sold out months, just the day after the election, when it was known that Trump was going to be the next president. They sold this one out. Let's see here. That's the only one that was sold out as of Monday when I got this information. $100,000 for Big and Rich and the Spasmatics. And Blame It on Jane. Who's that?
Never heard of Blame It on Jane. The Spasmatics are a pretty famous 80s cover band, though.
Yeah, really. And Big and Rich, we were talking about Big and Rich earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with McFadden or anybody else that has anything to do with this program. So, anyway, that's $104,000 up to that point for that stuff. And then, let's see, the inaugural late night activity, the last ball, doesn't start at 11 o'clock, goes through the night, $50,000 to get into that one.
What's the first one? I don't know if you said this one already, but what's the first one where they always have a camera on for the president and the first lady to have their first dance? That's the big one, always. That's the one that gets the most attention.
That's at the Hay Adams Hotel. 7 o'clock it starts. Mm-hmm. That's the it's being put on this year by the Coalition to Salute American Heroes. There are three or four of these American Hero balls and galas. That's the first one. And then there's another one at the Harmon Center for the Arts, the Creative Coalition Gala. I'm not sure. I think the balls he goes to, the gala, he doesn't. Or he has the option of not. He has to go to the balls, but he doesn't have to go to the galas. There's a difference. There's 8 balls, and looks like a Jennifer. It looks like a couple of these gala, however you want to pronounce it. Then on Saturday, the big ticket for Saturday, opening day, if you will. It's kind of like going to the opening pitch on the first day of the baseball season in April. If you want to pay $1 million, you can go have a time with the Trump family. Donald and Eric, Donald Jr., Eric, and the rest of the kids and the grandkids are going to be at the Washington Convention Center, where everybody who came to town who wants to, the minimum you can kick in is $25,000 if you want to get in the door. If you want really good seats and to have access to the Trump family, $1 million. So the question then comes on, as has been asked, so where does this money go? What do they do with
question.
It?
Good question. Yeah, is it fundraising money or is it?
And I'm looking around. I just Googled it. And I'm not sure that I can tell you where the money goes. It looks to me like, you know, they've got, it's the same thing. Although I was criticized earlier this week or last week when I said something about Schumer and how much money he has in his campaign war chest, $24 million, he can do anything with it. Apparently, according to this source, who sent me a rather long email citing chapter and verse how the law has changed in the last 3 or 4 years because of the abuses, you can't take the money with you. You can keep it. You can't just take it and put it in your bank account. You
right.
can use it to rent cars, rent houses, buy an airplane, whatever it is that you're doing to further your supposed goals. You can't just put it in your bank account, but you can use it to pay all your expenses. And apparently, that's what the Clinton Foundation does, and that's what a lot of these other... It's like having a foundation. But the one question I didn't get answered from this person, because I engaged in the conversation with this person on back and forth with email, was, you know, what is the tax consequence of this stuff? And I didn't find an answer to that question. So, at any rate, it's not as liberal as it used to be, so I was wrong about you just take the money and put it in your bank account. But you can use it after you get out of office for anything you want. You got staff, you know, it keeps you going. You want to have a security guard around you. You can, you know, whatever it is, you can pay for it. But it has to have some legitimate connection to what you had done while you were in government service. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and one of the other things, with the inauguration comes the question about Obama's presidential library. And that's another fundraising can of worms, apparently, because these guys can go out and ask all their pals for all kinds of dough. Supposedly going to cost $50 million to build the Obama, in Chicago? What do they call it? The Obama
Presidential Library.
Right, the library. Somebody said it's only going to cost $8 million, so why are they raising 50? That's probably a pretty good. Maybe it cost $8 million, maybe it cost $45 million, but there's still apparently they have raised $53.2 million so far, in a way to build this library. And so again, there's a big hole. I mean, there's no information around it unless I'm missing it. You guys are probably Googling it like I am at the moment to try to figure out what they're doing with all this dough. It's like a cash cow. There's money coming from everywhere. What do they do with it? How do they account for it?
Well, they have to run. I mean, it's a museum. I mean, you have to run the museum, and that has to pay the staff. It has to pay the upkeep of the museum. I mean,
I don't understand why that's a big deal at all. Well,
people go, and my friends recently visited the Reagan Library and said it was awesome, and they loved it.
Oh, it is awesome.
So that needs a lot of money to maintain
that. But they charge to get in, Victoria. They charge you, $50? I'm trying to remember. We went there.
No, not to get
Megan
in.
Megan and Meredith and I went a couple of years ago. I forget what it was. I know we had to pay to get in. I don't remember what it was.
But, they do have, there's a lot of upkeep. There's a lot of research stuff that happens at those places. I'm sure all that stuff costs money. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you understand what I'm saying? There is a big goal here in terms of if you have questions. I don't really care. I mean, there's so much corruption. Plus a little more among friends. I just, you're buying influence. You go to the inaugural, you buy your influence. You donate to somebody's campaign, $500, $1,000, whatever, $1 million. So you can't do it on your own, but you can have a committee that raises. I'm raising money for a guy that's going to run for mayor in Framingham. I've raised $6,000 or $7,000 for the guy already because I want him to be the new mayor. And that's the way it goes. I had to ask six of my friends to kick in $1,000, and they did. So this is local politics. So imagine if you have friends that are in this league, the President's League. Okay, remember when George Bush ran? I remember. This is the last time I looked into this, now that I'm thinking about it. When George Bush ran for governor, I tell you the story from time to time about the Suiza family that runs Dean Foods. Raised $400,000 for him, and it affected their business when he was a governor, and they raised $4 million for him when he ran for president. It affected their business when he became president. But multiply that times how many? That's kind of dough that we're talking about here. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars to get rid. You know that this last campaign saw a total of $8 billion spent in the election cycle by the candidates for the House, the Senate, and the President. $4.5 billion was spent by the two major, well, no, that's not true. The collective of money that was spent by the Republican candidates that was, you know, sort of narrowed down to Trump, and the Democratic candidates narrowed down to Hillary. But all those candidates, the total spent on radio, television, newspaper ads, promotion, et cetera, was $4.5 billion.
That's insane.
It is.
It makes you feel like everyday people can't really run for office because it's just you need to have backing, you need to have money. Oy.
And you know who spent the least amount of money of all of them? Trump.
Yeah.
He spent the least amount of his own money. He had basically no donations until the last month.
Right. Yeah. Until the RNC clicked in, he had no donations.
Yeah, right. And he spent way. Mrs. Clinton spent, as I look at the numbers, like $2.4 billion for her interests through the whole thing. It's just, I mean, how do you...
Well, it's also ridiculous how long this stuff goes on.
It's craziness.
I mean, we all had to suffer through this, regardless of who you supported.
It Why do we
like
put up with it?
2.5 years.
Is it the news media? Who do we hold responsible for all this?
And the funny thing is,
ourselves.
It's already started again. I mean,
of course
Cory Booker is already throwing his hat around.
So is Marco Rubio. Why do you think Marco Rubio is on the grandstand to take a shot at Rex Tillerson? You think he's doing that because he really doesn't like Rex Tillerson?
Well, at least he's been consistent, though. I mean, consistently he's been tough on Russia, and so I see at least there's some consistent viewpoint. But you're right, it's headline grabbing.
And you're right about Cory Booker.
Cory Booker
was doing the same thing on the other side.
Yeah, but Cory Booker was friends with Jeff Sessions up until, I don't know,
of course he was.
A week
it's now
ago.
Politically expedient for him as a black guy to take a shot at somebody who said something nice about the KKK because Booker's going to run for president in 4 years. And so you're right, it started. Whew.
So you get 1 week off and barely that. Jeez.
I know. Where's Dolly Parton with "Here We Go Again"?
I know.
Say, my words are magic. I seek and we find. It's now 11 minutes before the hour with DJ V on Friday.
Jim owns a gym. And his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as 1.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Back
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time, as a review is in order. This past week, five important things. Well, there are a number of things that happened. We've whittled it down for the purposes of the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week to the following five items, starting with number five, Victoria Keelan.
Well, this week, Amazon came under fire for their list prices, and this has to do with when you go on Amazon, a few months ago, this started to become a problem in the U.S., and I guess the Amazon Canada was fined $1 million for this, so this is the next step will be Amazon in the U.S. will probably get fined as well. When you go on and Amazon suggests other competitive prices for whatever product you're looking for, and it turns out those other list prices sometimes appeared below the market value for these products, so people would click on them thinking they're getting a good deal, and then it turns out there's hidden fees and all kinds of stuff, and it turns out you're actually paying more than the price that was listed. So the Canada's Competition Bureau said that they concluded that the claims created, the claims of the pricing created by Amazon gave the impression that prices were a lot lower than they were, and of course that's fraudulent for the marketplace. So yeah. Amazon had to pay $1 million fine plus another extra $100,000 to cover the cost of the investigation. So this is definitely heading to Amazon US next, for sure.
All right. What a shock. You'd never think those people would be capable of that.
All
right. Next up, number four.
A very cute father-daughter text went viral. this week, a weatherman in Atlanta, Georgia, had predicted that Atlanta was going to be getting some snow. And his name's Chris Holcomb. He's the chief meteorologist at WXIA-TV in Atlanta. And his 18-year-old daughter, while he was at work, texted him and said she challenged her dad's forecast, saying that her app on her iPhone said that there was absolutely no snow on the way. And she texted, "The weather app says it's not going to snow." And in his response, he wrote, "Thank you. Maybe your weather app will pay for your college." And it turns out he screenshotted it and it went viral. And it turns out neither Chris nor the app was actually accurate. And there was a little bit of snow. So, you know, neither was right. It was in the middle. But it was a very cute father-daughter exchange.
Sounds like good Christmas. A little bit of snow gets you down. Number three this week, speaking about getting things down.
Yeah, WikiLeaks caused a lot of controversy at the beginning of the week. They tweeted that they're thinking about building a list of verified Twitter users and exposing their personal info. They then deleted the tweet, which is sort of rare for WikiLeaks. They don't tend to do that. The tweet originally read, "We are thinking of making an online database with all verified Twitter accounts and their family, job, financial, housing, and relationship information." Of course, a lot of people freaked out about this. Most verified users on Twitter are celebrities, so so this was something that WikiLeaks was not making any new friends with this announcement. Twitter
sure
basically,
that's their primary goal in life, I know, is to make friends and influence people. But
Twitter basically said that didn't make a firm stand, but they said that it would if it crossed over with their policy of privacy, that they would step in. So I don't
Julian
think WikiLeaks is going to keep
Assange.
Going.
All right, let's see. That guy.
Mr.
Him.
Popularity.
All right, number two. This one's from Google.
Google launched a new Google Calendar feature last year that allowed you to easily schedule and track certain fitness goals, which is, of course, perfect for the month of January, where everyone wants to start off the new year with resolutions of health and fitness. And so they recently updated their Google Calendar with a new program called Goals, and this now allows you to connect your Google Fit with and your Apple Health app to the fitness goal set in your calendar. So essentially, they're now connecting to your iPhone calendar, which is a new thing for Google. Google tends to be Android, so they're crossing over into the iPhone world. And so if you have your Apple Watch that has your health monitoring, it, you know, takes your heart rate and things like that, all of that can be rescheduled now onto your Google Calendar, and it can keep track of your steps and your workouts, and it's kind of an all-inclusive way to have everything at your fingertips, which I love. I know, Doug, you don't love. So the machines have taken over even your workout now.
Yeah. All right. So, and this is what we get into this every week. We can almost, we can all go through the list of the top five of the big companies. We've talked about everybody this week except Facebook. So now it's their turn in the number one slot.
Well, Facebook is not as, Facebook didn't make themselves all that popular with this announcement this week. They're now going to stick mid-roll ads in all their Facebook videos. In the past, Mark Zuckerberg has been very adamant that he did not want mid-roll or pre-roll ads. These are basically the ads that you're forced to sit through. You can't click through them in the middle of your content. You just have to sit through it for 30 seconds, 60 seconds, however long it'll be. But it turns out that they're losing a lot of content because people were, you know, who want to have paid content on Facebook, they don't have a way of making money off of it. So now this is the solution that Mark Zuckerberg came up with. So and it's bad for the users, it's good for the advertisers.
There you go, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere. The top five items from the world of technology this week.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.